Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Man, oh man, you got more heat in your fingertips than a summer sun. Oh man, summer sun coming through. You know, here we are in mid-August of 2023. Hi, I'm Tim Marr. That's Jungle Jim, our musical... Wave, Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim's waving everybody right now, our musical director. This is Failing. I'm recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, flowing all the way out to that great, great lake of Ontario. Beautiful lake, filled with boaters and all kinds of activity now in these summer months. Not the waning yet, not the waning summer months, but the summer months. You make it right, you're going to go past 1,000 islands full of great ships, sea-doos, and all kinds of pleasure boats and islands and people camping out and fishing, all kinds of stuff, skinny dipping. They'll take you right up to the great Atlantic Ocean around the world, just like my voice. If you make a left, you're going to find yourself in Toronto, Canada. Beautiful city, Toronto, Canada. Somehow you'll go south and then get in Buffalo. I don't know how you'll do it, but you'll get there. Get over a falls, get into Lake Erie, and all the way to those other great lakes. Oh my goodness gracious, Michigan, Huron, Superior. Look out. Man, oh man, it's just some summertime, fun summertime, beautiful lakes. Oh, how you doing over there, Jim? Things going all right in the jungle? You got plugging your synthesizers over there with this big tip jar. I got a tip jar. Wear some sunscreen. I'm over here sipping some nice coffee out of my Hyde's coffee mug. Now, Hyde's is a famous hot dog stand in upstate New York. It's in a town called Liverpool. Been around for over 100 years, and they have the best hot dogs. People call them conies. I call them coonies. They're white snapper hots. And the best in the world, Hyde's. Hyde's hot dogs. You know, if you want a wiener, go to Hyde's. Not Mark Wiener, but if you want a wiener, I mean a good wiener. Not a creepy wiener. Remember Wiener a long time ago? I thought his wife was beautiful. You know, Hillary Clinton's assistant there. The guy just couldn't. I never got that. But in any event, Hyde's hot dog, fantastic hot dogs. Great mustard, great fries, great conies. Some people call them snappers. I love this. I just love it. Love this time of year. Great time of year. Oh, my goodness gracious. Have a sip of coffee. Jungle Jim's over there. Hi, this is Tim Marr. All kinds of stuff going on. My gosh, all kinds of stuff going on. But, of course, one of the main activities this summer, or as we kick off, is the campaign season. And this is Jungle Jim and everyone. This is a campaign season like no other. I've always loved politics since I was a wee little boy, since a little lad. I've always... Just found it interesting and exciting and a sense of hope. And, you know, and the first time I really recall being somewhat passionate or really interested in a campaign would have been in 1968. Bobby Kennedy was like my hero in 1968. I was nine in 1968. And the hot topic, there's always a hot topic, around a campaign. In the beginning of a campaign, someone seizes on that topic, and then some people lose it during the campaign if they don't address that topic. And in 1968, the hot topic was the Vietnam War. That was it. And get out of the Vietnam War. Protests had just taken off. The war had been exposed, and it had to get out of the war. And in the anti-war candidates, first Eugene McCarthy and Bobby Kennedy, LBJ dropped out because of the war. We're running neck and neck, and then McCarthy disappeared, and it was Bobby Kennedy. And I believe to this day Bobby Kennedy would have been elected president, Jim, and I think that would have changed the course of history. Although, unfortunately, as we all know, he was assassinated. I was devastated by that. Getting up and going to school the next day because it happened in Los Angeles. So we didn't find out till the next morning when we got up to have our breakfast and go to school bus. He was still alive then that he had been shot. But the campaign was about the war, and then later on you had campaigns about, again, McGovern, Nixon. Then you had campaigns around the economy, and you had campaigns around just getting things back to basics. And then you had, you know, Iran, the hostages in Iran, and the economy again, and inflation, and you had, you know, no new taxes, and it's usually around some type of key policies. It's usually unfortunately a conflict. Something to do with crisis or the economy. Stupid. So there's always some type of there's an issue, a policy and an issue, and then people run, individuals run for the presidency based on that issue. Issues that impact the entire country. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican or if you're liberal or you're not liberal. It doesn't matter. It matters where you stand on that policy, but usually every time up until this point, that policy infected. What's happening now is infecting the country, Jim. What's happening now is infecting the country. But the policy was for the betterment of the country. And it may have been for the betterment of a certain group over another group, but for holistically, it was about the country and policy and how that was going to impact the country. What makes this election, I don't even want to use the word unprecedented because nothing's unprecedented anymore because everything's unprecedented. What makes this election so unique is that the candidate running, Donald Trump, is not running on policy. There's no policy. There's no policy that he's running on, except for the fact he's running for the presidency of the United States to stay out of jail. His campaign policy is that he's being persecuted. His campaign policy is that he's an innocent man. He's not running for president of the United States. He's running from the fucking, the law. He's running from the law. He's running for this office so he doesn't end up in jail. It's just unbelievable that when you sit back and you think of all, whoa, look at that. That's some funda. You look back and you think of all the history of the United States of America, all the reasons that we had individuals, all the reason we put individuals to office, all the reason people didn't get reelected back into office. It was all policy. But here's a guy running, rerunning for the presidency of the United States so he doesn't go to jail, and his campaign speeches, his rhetoric, his commercials, his promotional pieces are all about his innocence or perceived innocence. And they're all based on lies. It has nothing to do with an individual who's running for the betterment of the country. And there have been individuals, sure, there's been power, crazy, hungry individuals who want to be president. There have been power, crazy, hungry individuals who've become president of the United States. But we've never had an individual. And don't get me wrong, Trump is power crazy and Trump likes all that. But we've never had an individual seeking office for the sole selfish purpose of saving his ass. That's it. Has nothing to do with we the people, has nothing to do with policy, has nothing, you know, even if you don't agree with the Republican platforms of the past, you know, the rich get richer and the 1% and all that stuff, which I don't agree with. And a lot of their play, I don't agree with any of it, but even if that's a policy and a platform. This is a guy running for the presidency of the United States just to stay out of jail. And he's up there on podiums and lecterns and stages, just whining about his innocence when evidence is piled up against him and telling lies and name calling. I mean, I'm just trying to step back in my time of all the campaigns. So there, you know, in my time, I don't remember LBJ Goldwater, but there was LBJ Goldwater. I was in kindergarten. I remember. I remember 68. I remember 72. I remember 76. I remember 80, 84, 88, 92, 96. You know, 2000. All those. You know, even when the election in 2000 was tied, it got pulled out, you know, what happened. You know, the Supreme Court actually settled the election. There was no insurrection, but, you know, we just moved on. You know, God bless Al Gore for having the decency to put the Constitution before his individual needs and ego. But we have a guy running for president to save his ass. He doesn't give a shit about the country. It's just so he doesn't go to jail. It's mind-boggling. It's surreal. You know, a lot of people today say surreal. That's really surreal. Everything's surreal. Everything's so surreal, it's real. Surreal is real nowadays. We have surreality. Surreal. Now, it doesn't matter how I feel about D. Trump. I don't care for him. I think he belongs in jail. I think he's a buffoon. But it doesn't matter. What matters is you have a guy running for the presidency of the United States, and all he talks about is his innocence, and he's name-calling like a child. But it still doesn't matter because there's no policy. He's running as a persecuted man in his mind. He's running to keep his ass out of jail. Never have we seen anything like this. And people flock to support. People take on this cause now. You know, supporting a pseudo-martyr. And so you have all these folks who are, you know, magma and all that kind of crap, supporting this, but they're not supporting America. They're not supporting the United States of America. They're not supporting the principles. They're supporting a guy. It is a cult. They're supporting their cult leader. And this cult leader gives them a purpose. And if you go back through history, you can see where this model has happened time and time again. You know, those people who feel as if their voices aren't heard, those people who for somehow feel they got screwed over by the system, all of a sudden some Pied Piper comes along, says everything they want to hear, becomes persecuted, and leads them to disaster. You know, it's already happened once here. But there's no policy, there's no type of strategy. It's just a guy running to save his ass and people supporting him and it's really amazing. These buffoons are now funding him, but they're not funding a political campaign. They're funding his legal fees. And people, even, you know, Fox, they support this guy because everybody makes money off him. And those that support him and aren't making money, but they're giving up money they don't have to this guy, he gives them a sense of value. He gives them a voice. You know, they have something to rally around. They don't know anything about him. They don't believe, you know, it's amazing. They don't believe the truth. And they're saying it's for America. And they wrap themselves up in these flags that are blue and Trump. But this has nothing to do with this presidential run. Has nothing to do with the United States of America, with making this country better. And again, there have always been, you know, there have been people run for president, and they wanted to be president, yeah, but they really wanted to be president. They wanted the presidential perk. They wanted the power. But at least they had a platform. At least they knew to get into office, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to want to do some good things to get into office too. But this time around, this is a guy, night after night, day after day, is preaching about his innocence, is calling names, is trying to interfere with the law even now, which is amazing to me. But it's you know, we're watching a guy run to save his ass. And the scary thing about this, the real scary thing about this is this would have never happened, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. This would have never happened. You know, you would have never had people follow some, you know, a guy 20 years ago, all the baggage that Trump has, he would have been thrown out the first run with the Access Hollywood video. He would have been taught, it would have been over, done, drop the mic. And now, running with 3 indictments and 70-something charges against him and another one coming down the pike, he would be gone, done, evaporated. A footnote in history, but he's not, because of all these enablers who for some reason are afraid of him and hoping, you know, they're the monkeys around the witch on the Wizard of Oz, hoping that somebody's going to throw the water on the witch and the witch will dissolve. And once somebody throws the water on the witch, in this case, which is Donald Trump, all the monkeys are going to dance and they're going to go up to Dorothy and say, oh, the witch is dead. Thank you. You know, he's a crazy bitch. But that's not going to happen. So all these people running for office saying, oh, just close my eyes and he's going to go away. He's going to go away. He's under my bed, mommy. He's under my bed. He's going to go away. I think he's going to go away, mommy. I don't know if he's going to go away. Nobody knows if he's going to. He's not going to go away. The only way he's going to go away is if people start challenging him. But people don't want to challenge him because here's a guy running to save his ass and everybody else is enabling him to get their little piece of the pie because they're afraid that if they stand up to him, they're going to lose the constituencies that put them in office, which means they're going to lose their ass. So everybody's just about to saving their ass. Everybody wants to save their ass, but nobody wants to save the country. Isn't that interesting? All of Congress, they just want to save their ass, and they don't really give a shit about Trump. Those guys, you know, Kevin McCarthy doesn't give a crap about Trump. Kevin McCarthy knows that Donald Trump is a buffoon and a criminal and cited a riot and shouldn't be president of the United States. But Kevin McCarthy wants to be Speaker of the House, and Kevin McCarthy sold his soul to be Speaker of the House. And if he goes against Trump, the group in Congress, the crazies who barely put him in on vote number 15, they're going to turn on him. He made all these sweetheart dirty deals, and they're going to turn on him. He's going to be tossed right out. He doesn't want that to happen. All those whacked out Congress, they don't want to lose their positions in Congress. They know that. And they know as long as they support Trump, they're probably a little safe. Some of them are walking a fine line. So in the meantime, while they're saving their ass, they're enabling a man who is running for the presidency of the United States, doesn't give a rat's ass about anything that's going on. The only reason he's running, the only reason he's running is to stay out of jail. It's Monopoly. He's running around the board to get out of jail. I hear you, Jungle Jim. I can't believe it. I'm in shock. I hear your place of music. Bring me back to my senses. This is Tim Maher. That's Jungle Jim. And this is Failing Up. Bye-bye.